Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on spending time in the company of the pious, taking the du'as of the pious, and also visiting those blessed places, etc. So yesterday we did a hadith, a beautiful hadith. We explained that people don't generally take this to be a consideration, that one's wife also, if she's pious, and a person spends so much of time in the company of the wife, and the wife spends so much of company in the time of, in the presence of the husband, so in that sohbat, that of the house, etc. So there's so much of time that is spent. But that also, if the woman is a pious woman, the person is getting affected by the piety of the woman. And if the husband is a pious person, then the woman also is getting affected by the piety of the husband. So therefore it shows that this piety doesn't only mean going to sit by a buzruk, so to speak. Even if the close circle that the person is, therefore it is so important to make effort on our family members, because we're spending so much of time in their company and they're spending time in our company. So therefore effort should be made on the family members, effort made on ourselves, so that that home environment also becomes an environment of piety. People are benefiting from each other. Like if there's a heater in that home or there's a coal stove in that home, that heat is felt throughout that home. So like that, when there are pious people in the home, the good effect is felt, the effulgence is felt of that throughout the home. So therefore this is very, very important to ensure that whatever company we keep, it is pious company. And the intelligent way is make effort at home that the people of the home become pious. So automatically a man is going home, is keeping the company of the pious. Now look at what a beautiful hadith Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought today to illustrate the importance of keeping the company of the pious. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لجبريل ما يمنعك أن تزورنا أكثر مما تزورنا فنزلت وما نتنزل إلا بأمر ربك له ما بين أيدينا وما خلفنا وما بين ذلك. عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to جبريل عليه السلام that what prevents you from visiting us more often. Look at the beauty of this hadith. The muhaddithin, see how far they think. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also desires to keep the company of those good, pious people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of the great, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest being we believe is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of creation. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling the greatest of the angels, the greatest of the human being is telling the greatest of the angels, then why do you not visit us more often? This verse was then revealed. We only descend, by referring to the angel, referring to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that we only descend by the command of your sustainer. To him belongs whatever is in front of us, whatever is behind us, and whatever is between the two of us. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened here was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked that about information about Ashabul Kahf, about who these people are, etc. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was waiting for wahi to come. So that wahi was delayed. From the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that wahi was delayed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited 15 days before the revelation came, that wahi came. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked Jibreel alayhi salam the reason for his delay in coming, and he recited and quoted the verse that we just explained. So the love, the hadith is an indication of the love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to meet Jibreel alayhi salam, and on a regular basis Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to meet him. And it is mentioned in one hadith that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam also mentioned that I am more desirous to be with you than you are desirous to be with me. In other words, Jibreel alayhi salam wanted to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this shows us that good company is something very, very important. And not only good company of the human beings, that to be in the company also of the malaika is a great thing. Therefore we should do things in our home that will attract the malaika of rahmah, and we should remain and keep away from those things that will chase away the malaika of rahmah. One of the things that keep away the malaika of rahmah from the home is these pictures. Person has got murad, he's got a newspaper lying there, he's got a magazine lying there, these pictures of faces there, of animate objects, these things chase away the malaika of rahmah, keeps the malaika of rahmah very, very distant. Person has got a television, all those pictures are coming, all those scenes are coming, the music is coming, etc. The malaika, they flee from there. They don't want to be in that place. where there is pictures that are there, there is music and other haram that is taking place. Therefore, one important thing we should do in our homes is make it a point of reciting Quran every day. And don't feel shy, recite the Quran loudly, so that the barakat of that recitation of the Quran spreads throughout the home. It affects the people in the home that are there also, and at the same time it creates a fiza of Quran being recited. In one hadith it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that house wherein Quran Sharif is read, then there's four benefits. The first benefit is that the shayateen, they leave that home. They go away. They don't like that home where there is Quran Sharif being read. The next benefit is malaika, they come into the home. They like that malaika of rahmah. They like a home where is Quran being read, so they come in. The third benefit is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives expansion in that home. Expansion in that home means there's always happiness, there's always goodness, there's always increase in the number of people. Visitors are coming there. It's a lively home. A lively home in a nice sense. So that is the third benefit. And the fourth benefit is وَكَثُرَ الْخَيْرِ. There'll always be a lot of barakat in that house where Quran Sharif is read. And then in the same hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that house where Quran Sharif is not read, there's the absence of Quran in that house. First thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions is that the malaika, they leave that home. They don't want to stay. Malaika of Rahmah, they don't want to stay in that home. There's no Quran Sharif being read. They enjoy Quran, so they leave that home because there's no Quran being read there. The next thing that happens is the shayateen, they come into that home. They want to stay. Now you'll get fighting, you'll get problems, you'll get worries, anxiety, etc. coming in the home. The third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that it will become very constrained for the people that are staying there. Things will be difficult, will be hard. In other words, very few visitors will be there. House amongst themselves, things will be difficult. The income, the rozi, the barakat, all these things will be difficult. And the last thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that there will be very little goodness in that home wherein Quran Sharif is not read. So from here we understand that we should go out of our way to see how we can bring barakat in the home, bring the malaika in the home. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so desirous to be in the company of Jibreel alayhi salam, the archangel, how much desirous we should be, such sinners like us, desirous that we should be in the company of the malaika. So the one intelligent thing to do is to see what we have in our homes that will draw the barakat and bring this malaika in our homes. One incident is coming to mind, I'll just quickly mention it. That there was one person, one doctor nearby staying, he gave this narration or this story. It's a true story, it's directly from him. So he mentions that there was a family member of his that was in the last, he had cancer. So he was in the last stages of his life, but he was in a lot of pain, a lot of pain. They had given him the highest painkillers that you get, or one of the strongest painkillers that you could get, but he was still very restless, very, very tossing from side to side, extremely restless. So he said, I told Hazrat, this is the condition, that he is in his last moments, but very, very extremely restless. Please, if you can come and visit him. So Maulana went there to visit him and saw him in this condition. So he said, Maulana came out of the house and he told his doctor, he said, it seems to me that there is some murad that might be lying around that house. That's why this person is so restless. So the doctor was surprised at what is Maulana saying. So he said, go in and check. When he went in, he checked. He said, he came back out. I told Maulana, I can't see any murad there. Maulana said, go see properly. That's what it seemed like. That there is something that is keeping this person uneasy. So he said, I went back and I looked. And I found that there was a small magazine that was there, lying near his bedside. So quietly, I took it and I put it in the cupboard. I hid it in the cupboard and I came way out. So he said, I told Maulana, you're right. I found something that looks, it's Murad, magazine with a picture on it. I put it away. So this doctor himself is saying, he said, very shortly thereafter, this person was at complete ease. He went into a sleep, complete sleep, and he passed away in that condition at complete ease, just by taking away that Murad. We don't realize that it even affects the person at the time of death by having the wrong things around us. Keeps away the malaika of rahmah from coming and keeping a person at his. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.